is our Cyclone Insider, all brought to you by Legends in Marshalltown. Big game last night is Iowa State at home inside Hilton, taking down Kansas State. And I think everybody this morning is still wondering what Jerome Tang was so upset about when he was talking with T.J. Otzelberger. I saw his post-game press conference. He was kind of indirect about that, but 78-67 was the final score. I guess, what's your thought on that? And then also, it kind of goes hand-in-hand, the environment last night seemed to be pretty good inside Hilton.
Oh, it definitely was a great environment, and I guess you can count me as among those wondering what happened in that conversation, too. But, you know, let's face it, in Big 12 basketball, and I think especially this season, there's going to be a lot of nights where things get heated, whether it's players at officials at fans, coach at coach. I mean, it's just a very competitive environment. And that's what we saw last night in so many ways. And, you know, it was a tremendous environment in Hilton Coliseum. It really was. And a very competitive game. I give Kansas State a ton of credit for coming back. I mean, it looked like Iowa State kind of had them on the ropes there, up 14 early in the second half. And Kansas State came all the way back. Now, they never did take the lead. And I think psychologically that was a big deal for Iowa State, that they were able to keep them from ever getting the lead. And they tied it, and they had several possessions where they had a chance to take the lead, but Iowa State got the big defensive stops when they needed to. And then finally hit two big threes down the stretch, Curtis Jones and Milan Momcilovic, really big threes down the stretch to help kind of put it away. Obviously, Jerome Tang's technical really hurt Kansas State. But, you know, a great job of protecting the home floor, which is exactly what you have to do. Iowa State's now 12-0 at home this year, and if they continue to protect the home floor, they've already stolen one on the road. But if they continue to win out at home, they're going to go to the NCAA tournament. There's no doubt about it. And I think they can even, you know, do much better than that by improving their seeding. If they can continue to win at home and go steal a few more on the road, they're going to be in great shape for a very good seed in the NCAA tournament. So a lot to be happy about today if you're a Cyclone fan.
For sure.
Home on Saturday against Kansas. I'm from Missouri, so you know who I will be rooting for in that game. But what do you think about the Jayhawks? Only three losses this year, but two of those against unranked teams.
Yeah, again, it illustrates how tough life is on the road in the Big 12. I mean, they lost at two places where you wouldn't expect them to lose, at Central Florida and at West Virginia. But that's the nature of the beast in this conference, and so one thing about Kansas, I'll give them a ton of credit. They walk around with this huge bullseye on their back, and they have for, you know, 25, 30 years, where they're always going to get everybody's best crowd. They're always going to get everybody's best shot, and they're used to it, but it's still hard, you know. And I mean, teams are really ramped up and ready to go when they play Kansas. And certainly Hilton Coliseum is going to be frenzied, you know, for a Saturday 12:30 tip on CBS with our radio audience as well. I mean, it's just going to be a terrific environment for college basketball. You know, I think this Kansas team has a very good starting five. I'm not a big fan of their bench, but I think their starting five is very, very good. And Hunter Dickinson at 7'2", the Big 12's leading rebounder, terrific scorer. Kevin McCullough, probably the player of the year right now in the Big 12 Conference, the leading scorer in the league, averaging 20 a game. Juan Harris leads the league in assists per game. And the guy that's really emerged for them is Johnny Furphy, a freshman from Australia, who's played very well and had 23-11 last time out. So it's going to be a big challenge, but, you know, I think Iowa State matches up well with them. They beat them by about 15 in Hilton a year ago, and hopefully they can beat them by one. I'm trying to sign up for that right now.
Yeah, who do you think's going to match up against Dickinson? Because he could become a big problem with his height and size. Inside.
Yeah, Rob Jones, Hassan Ward, and Trey King. And if you could stack them on each other's shoulders, that would be the best way to do it. They're going to have to basically be very physical and try to get him off his spot. Because he's a guy that loves to. Now, he's a guy that does like to get out on the perimeter. He shoots three-pointers. He's a good passer at 7'2". He likes to kind of face the basket as much as he does work down low on the block, but he's good at both. That's what makes him such a great player. And but Rob Jones, the combination of him and Hassan Ward especially, is going to have to do a tremendous job. They're going to probably have to use all five of their fouls each to guard them. But they'll be tough with it, and they'll be aggressive, and they'll do a great job.
Yeah, for sure. Like you mentioned, you can catch the game here on Kicks 101.1 as you'll have the call. 11:30 pregame. Tip-off is at 12:30. Have a good call this Saturday, John.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.